Yendi Municipal Health Services Director, Mrs. Denicia Agong-Kara, has commended development partners who are collaborating with the Ghana Health Service in the control of malaria. She said malaria has been in existence for years in the country, and in spite of training of all health staff, the disease still exists. Mrs. Agong-Kara made the call when she addressed a district and municipal planning meeting in Yendi.
Mrs. Agong-Kara said these days pregnant women and children die due to malaria. Mrs. Agong-Kara noted that many people fail to go to work and their farms due to malaria. This is why Prompt Ghana is in the area sensitizing the participants from Yendi Municipal, Zabzugu Tatale and Saboba District to go back to their areas to educate their communities through Derbys, among others, on the benefits of insecticide-treated bed nets and keeping their environment clean. The community outreach specialist of Prompt Ghana, Alexis Ayelepuni, said Prompt Ghana is a product of the U.S. Agency for International Development, USAID, cooperation agreement led by the University Research Council in collaboration with a population and malaria consultant, which started in March 2009 to end in March 2012. Mr. Ayelepuni said its objective is to improve the outcome of National Malaria Control Program, NMCP, by strengthening its capacity, effectiveness, and reach. The Yendi Municipal Public Health Nurse, Madam Gertrude Yentumi, called on the participants to lobby for support from their municipal assemblies and other non-governmental organizations to carry out all malaria control measures in their areas. Madam Gertrude Yentumi said that among the top 10 causes of admissions in the Yendi government hospital is malaria, and it is also among the 10 causes of deaths in the municipality. The regional health promoter, Mrs. Yakubu Rahinatu Abukari, said malaria in its effect can be seen as part of a vicious cycle in economic depression, both at the family and the community level.
A news desk report.